Well, guys, one of the things that came up recently in a Detroit Free Press article written by an excellent columnist, Susan Tompor is her name. She does a lot of writing about technology. And this one was that she came up with was this past Thursday was about avoiding fake websites, which becomes extremely important, I think, in particular this time of year, because there are so many people who have, if you look at the statistics, have started going online and doing their shopping online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because of that, where there's business, where there are people gathering with money in their hand to buy things, you can make a bet on it. There's going to be scoundrels there just waiting to take advantage of people who have got that kind of money to spend. So Susan's article was extremely, I thought, was extremely timely, and she made some very good points. Excuse me. She made some very good points in the article, and I thought we'd maybe go over some of them. But in general, guys, mm-hmm. What are some of the things, Shane, that you tell people to be careful about when they're going online to do shopping?
Well, I always tell them, for one thing, is if they're going to type, if they're going to never type directly into the address, you know, bar. You know, like if you wanted to go to a site, type it in, you know, because if you make one wrong mistake, you know, two eyes in Bing, you know, instead of the one eye, or, you know, two Ks in Kohl's, you know, those kind of things. You make those mistakes, those hacker sites are, no, you're going to make those mistakes, and they've already got a site waiting for you to land on.
That's very interesting.
And they're going to make the site look fairly, some of them make the site look very familiar.
Yeah.
To say Kohl's or, you know, whatever you're trying to reach, just by making the one little typo. And I tell people, if you're not sure, the best way to check is just look for, if you go to any kind of, especially retail stores, they're going to have all going to have SSL certificates. And that's the best way to verify.
Now, again, that would be look for the lock.
The little lock, yeah. Will there look be a green, lock. Some green, a gold, and just make sure it's locked. And you can actually click on that and get the details of who they are and when they submitted for their certificate.
And it also should say HTTPS.
Yes, correct.
For secure.
Yes.
And but that, you know something? I had not thought in terms of not typing.
Yeah.
I'll just cut and paste and drop something into the address bar.
Well, cut and paste, if you're cutting and pasting the right address, you're fine.
Yeah, but if not,
yeah.
Could just as well be in trouble. So you would suggest then using, for instance, the Google search bar.
Yeah.
Or the Bing search bar,
yeah,
or
sure
whatever.
You read those results. People don't read the results, because if you just read the results, it says, you know, these top three or four are ads, and they're not necessarily the right site, but not necessarily the wrong site either. You want to drop down a little bit below and just start reading some of the results before you just start clicking on anything.
I'm just curious. Do you have any particular tricks, like for searching like that, where you'll go three or four deep before you start looking at the sites seriously?
Well, certainly, I'd like to figure out. I don't want to go to sites that I'm not interested in. So I take a look at the site, see what the URL looks like to go out to that site. Because a lot of times the headline is misleading,
mm-hmm.
and they
mm-hmm.
obviously want you to go there. But then you find out that no, this isn't really a Microsoft site. This is a site about some of the Microsoft products, and so you got to be careful there. One of the things that I think we don't pay as much attention to, and that is, we might be off on the right site, and we look and we say, yep, I want to go to Kohl's. I want to go to Target.
Mm-hmm.
And you're off on the right site. But then just as you're going to the cart, all of a sudden it's some sort of IP address or it's some other number. You got to be very careful that is really, you're continuing to be on Target site or whoever site, especially some of the smaller retailers. They might go a few days before they figure out they've been hacked. And within that time frame, there might be a fair number of people that have entered their credit card information,
mm-hmm.
their shipping address, their billing address, all on a false site.
So you want to make sure, what you're saying, Gary, what was kind of interesting is that when you made your choice, let's say it's on an Amazon or Kohl's or what Target or whatever site mm-hmm. is, when you go to the cart, that's a little, you know, shopping cart symbol, make sure, double sure then that you're on an actual site for that particular store, whatever that happens to be, and that you haven't been spoofed to someplace else.
Yep, and it's so easy to do that. Now, obviously, if it gets reported, the retailer is going to quickly take down their ability to fix that link. But so many times, it's so easy for some of the hackers to get into some of the smaller retailer sites.
Oh, yeah.
And redirect you think you're going to the right part of the mm-hmm. site, the shopping part of the site. And you realize that you really aren't mm-hmm. really going.
You know, something that I saw an article on the paper recently about, and it's happening more often, talk about spoofing, is at gas stations. Mm-hmm. They're putting these skimmers on top of the card readers on the pump.
Yeah. It's insane. Then they fit right over. You barely tell.
Yeah.
Barely tell. I always tug on them now.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah,
other thing would be to go inside.
Yeah. I take the bet. I never pay any out. I don't like paying at the pump. I don't know why. I just don't. I think because they charge up a big, you take, right? Don't they? No?
I don't know. Gary, did they charge the retailer?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I'm not really sure of that.
I've always been one guy say, give me 20 and so-and-so pump, and I go out and pump it. You know, I've always gone in and done it, never done it.
Well, it sounds like nowadays that may be wise, simply because of these people putting skimmers on. This was from a community in suburban Detroit in Oakland County called Clawson,
mm-hmm.
and they had found it on out on one of the pumps.
Yep.
So when they put that on there.
It's not uncommon.
Unfortunately.
It's not real common, but it's not uncommon.
Nope. And one of the antidotes is to go inside, I guess. But with the lousy weather outside, I'm inclined just to go drop it in there, put my pin in and get back in the car and let it pump while I'm sitting in the warmth of the car. All right, let's talk about some of the things to watch out for to help us with the fake websites. One of the things that Susan Tompor talks about is watching out how you celebrate the holidays via Facebook or Twitter. It says hackers can use social media profiles mm-hmm. to figure out passwords, according to the American Bankers Association.
Well, but that's just typical of what we tell our listening audience, which is don't enter a password that someone can guess. Don't enter a password that is your home address or anything mm-hmm. to do with you, right? Because, there's the algorithms are getting better and better and better, and they'll look for a home address and they'll drop that in as part of either before or after. They're even starting to use algorithms that where they drop in favorite or obvious symbols, and that's a real problem because you might end a phrase with a question mark. Well, don't end a phrase with a question mark. Put the question mark at the beginning or put it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other thing I noticed in here, and I hadn't thought of this, is that when you post your family's portrait, don't take the picture in front of your house with the house number on it. Because there are people who are out there looking for that, as you said, Gary. That is kind of...
It's not all that common.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of work. There's so many easier ways, which is people just use really weird passwords. And that's probably the easiest way because people forget them. So they make something that they can easily remember.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's also easily guessed.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about some tips for avoiding being taken in by bogus websites. Very important kind of things to keep in mind as you're shopping online or looking for products while you're out there getting ready for the holidays. I want to remind you folks of something. Normally during this second part of the program, we take your questions that you've supplied to us through our website and answer them. And this week, maybe people are just very busy with the holidays. We didn't have anybody who got in touch with us. So we aren't answering those particular kind of questions. And Ed and Cal and Shane, Gary and I spend time during the week when people send us those questions through the email. We take some time out to try to answer them. And then on these programs, when we're recording our podcast and we're preempted by football, for instance, on WJR, we try to answer those questions during the second hour of the podcast. So if you do have a question about your computer, about maybe buying a new computer, what do I look for? Or you've been having trouble with your cell phone and you want to talk about that or have some questions about that, we'd love to help you with your printer, whatever it may be. Simply go to internetadvisor.net and on the Contact Us button, which is at the top of the page, there's an email form there. Put your email address in and your question and send it off to us. Or if you go to the, and I've started doing this now, on our show notes page, I put a form right at the very top so that you can put your question in there and send it off to us. We love to spend the second hour of the program answering your questions, and we'll do that as you get them into us. And it's as simple as going to our page, internetadvisor.net, and looking for the Contact Us button or for that form at the top of the show notes and sending us your question. All right, let's wrap things up, guys. Talking about a few more things here. Shane, anything that strikes you as you're looking at this?
Oh, let's see here. She's got a quite in-depth list here of a lot of things. You know, a lot of things that we already know because this is what we do for a living, but the average person would know. You know, what kind of was important, and now they're kind of coming up with a fix for that, but is, you know, watch through the boxes right in your house. You know, where people are now just walking up to your porch and stealing them. Now I guess Amazon is doing the door, the key, where you dug. Especially key entry, like kind of. I would imagine kind of like the real estate industry has a little lockbox that's strictly for Amazon. They'll have their own little passcode to get in.
Oh, that is fascinating.
Let the package in the front door, which, because you know, I have no problem with.
Yeah, scoundrels will cruise through the neighborhood and look for the box left on the porch.
I make a living. I mean, just following around a UPS truck. I mean, it's insane what they do this stuff nowadays.
Gary, anything that catches your eye in here as you're looking at the list? By the way, this was a list that was supplied by Susan Tompor, who's an article, a writer for the Detroit Free Press this last Thursday.
Well, I think we need to all be good members of the community, online community. If we see something bad out there, something suspicious, you know, look it up, go to the Better Business Bureau, report it, let somebody know that you're experiencing a problem. Don't click on it, delete the email, but let people know. I know that recently we've seen some things going on with some of our listeners at work, and we suggest, look, tell your tech support guys so they can let everybody in the company know that this phishing exploit is happening.
Let them know that somebody's out there literally fishing in their pond. One thing that she mentions here that we might be, again, kind of obvious, but really isn't, is that industry experts are warning about apps that impersonate well-known retailers like Payless, Shoe Source, and Torrid and Dillard's. Many of those fake sites have quickly been taken down by Apple, but it's kind of like this, like a game of whack-a-mole. you're going to have them popping up all over again. What are kind of things that you can look for when you've got a site that looks so real?
Well, I mean, apps are tricky. You know, apps are definitely tricky when it comes to identifying them. You could probably look at maybe who the publisher of the app was. You know, if you're going on to, you know, Find the McRib, you know, app, and you know it's not produced by McDonald's and by somebody else, you know, it's probably not an authentic, you know, app.
Well, one of the things you want to do, Gary, correct me if I'm wrong in this, but you want to float your cursor over that link, if it's like a little blue link there, and to see exactly what the address is, because that'll show up then. You'll say, wait a minute, what's this?
If it's,
and the hard part is, in a mobile app, that's hard to do.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah, you have to look. You have to go into the about the app and see who the actual producer was of the app.
Yeah, and that's right. And because so many of us, and Rick mentioned this before, or I think maybe you was Gary, we were shopping with our cell phones. And we're shopping while we're on the road, which might be probably a good idea then to do our shopping on our desktops rather than on the mobile sites. Would that be like an extra step of security, Gary, that you'd take?
Well, I'm careful. I do shop with my phone. I'm starting to do a lot of things with my phone. I'm careful.
Yeah.
My phone has a better, faster connection than the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
With 4G and what some of the carriers are now doing with cellular data and making it cheap enough to use a lot of cellular data, I'm finding that, especially with the Plus, it's a pretty decent-sized screen.
Yes, absolutely.
And more and more sites are using what they call responsive design, meaning they can design the website, but it responds to the screen size of any device that you happen to access the site with.
So, absolutely.
Therefore, it's very reasonable that now our more and more developers are starting to really understand it. Don't take the responsive design right out of the box. You might need to adjust it a little bit, and there's ways to do that. And because of that, the shopping experience on your phone is pretty darn decent, especially when I'm sitting there in the retail store and they don't have the model that I'm looking for. And I go in and I say, isn't there a model better than this? Or on the other side, isn't there a model cheaper than this? And they go, yeah, but we don't have it. Well, is it on your site? Yeah, it's on my site. Okay, well, then I go to their site. They say, well, here, come over to the kiosk and we can do this. I said, I can do it faster on my phone. Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Isn't this the model that I'm looking for? Yeah. That, from what you told us, that's the model you're looking for. Great. Go to the shopping cart, push the button, I'm done.
I'll tell you what.
It's better than standing in line at the
yes,
cabin.
Yes.
Maybe it's just me. I enjoy this during the holidays. I don't know why. I fear for the day where this isn't going to exist anymore, going out and going shopping during the holiday season and hearing the Christmas music and grabbing a hot chocolate or a coffee and, meeting your cousin, for lunch.
Right.
Those things are all part of interaction with being human beings, and I feel that this is going away.
Yeah.
And it's sad to me. It really is.
I hear you. I hear you. You know? Making it too mechanical.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. One of Susan Tomper's last points was, she said, hit the yoga mat to calm down before spinning into an online shopping frenzy. I see something else she has is this stop, think, have lunch, sleep on it. And it's a warning from Peter Cassidy, who's the general secretary for the anti-phishing working group, when he also says, slow down in every way. And I think that just is a wise piece of advice in terms of shopping.
It doesn't take long to spend that kind of money online.
No, and you can rush into, and Gary, I think this is the point we've been making with being careful about the addresses, the URLs, and things like that. If you're taking your time doing this, you can look out for those things. If you're blazing through it, if you're rushing through it, you are very likely going to step on a landmine of some kind and end up costing yourself a good deal of money or grief, period.
And I would, one parting bit of advice I'd probably say is check your bank accounts regularly. Look at them. This time of season when you're doing a lot of online shopping, there isn't, especially this time of year, I don't go on my bank account at least 2 or 3 times a day. Just to check to see what the balances look like.
Yep. You said one of the things she said there is to not wait for the statement.
Right.
But before that happens, if you've been shopping or just as you said, maybe on a weekly basis, maybe a bi-weekly basis, check your account to see what's been going on there.